The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt on the show this evening. The Dáil's final day before its summer break lasted well into the night as the chamber descended into chaos over a squabble about who speaks when, with strong attacks levelled at the government, feisty defences and even a walkout protest. Let's have a listen to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and People Before Profit TD Mick Barry's remarks in the Dáil's speaking rights row last night.
First of all, Laskin Corda, thank you for allowing somebody from the government to speak. Because what we've seen here for the last hour or two is exactly what has been wrong for too long. Okay. Very small parties who get very few votes in the election dominating this chamber, and members from government parties that get hundreds of thousands of votes and larger parties not even being allowed to speak or being expected to wait until the very end until they're allowed to speak. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to be a member of this chamber tonight, quite frankly, because of the behaviour of what I've seen from some of the parties here. What I want people who are listening at home...
Can we please let the Taoiseach to finish, please?
Thank you. I want people at home to listen to the number of times I'm going to be interrupted when I just try to say a few words in this chamber because of the arrogance and nastiness and abusiveness of the smaller parties and the far left parties in this House, which is to try to dominate this chamber. And any time anyone from government stands up, any time any minister tries to speak, any backbencher tries to make a point, you shout us down. In the same way you bully people online, day in and day out, you try to bully people in the chamber here because they come from a larger party or from a government party.
The aim of it is to ensure that smaller left parties and groups and independent groups have less of a prominence in those debates. And why do they want to do this? They've been a shambles.
Deputy, please.
They've been a shambles on the issue of the attacks on people who avail of the pandemic unemployment payment. And there are shambles here tonight.
Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner. My heart went out to the new Laskin Corda, Catherine Connolly. She must be hoarse today. That bell was well worn. And she just couldn't seem to get a handle on it. But it seemed impossible. I mean, what did you make of all this? What was this all about?
Yeah, so the genesis of this was the government... now with the majority was seeking to redress the balance of speaking rights in the Dáil. So basically what happened was, you probably all remember that in the wake of the 2016 election, when Fine Gael lost an awful lot of seats, there was this kind of demand for new politics. And at the urging of the then leader of the opposition, Micheál Martin, the Dáil set up this new business committee, essentially to try and give the opposition more of a say. And, you know, because it was a minority government situation, they were trying to make sure, you know, a new collegiate way of doing politics. Ultimately, what happened was a disproportionate amount of speaking time was given to opposition TDs, and particularly those in the small group were tending to be up all the time. And, you know, government backbench TDs were finding it very difficult to get in at all. So now with the government with a majority is now, I suppose, seeking to assert that majority, both not just in the Dáil, but on the business committee and elsewhere. And essentially they tabled a motion the other night to basically redress that balance. And they did so without wanting a debate. And that obviously kicked off the likes of Paul Murphy, Richard Boyd Barrett, the Social Democrats, Thomas Pringle and other independents like Matty McGrath, the Danny Healy-Ray, who were very vocal, very noisy, and it was a pretty unedifying sort of spectacle for those of us watching on. You know, this was very late at night, tempers were pretty frayed, and you know, what it descended into was, you know, you had suspensions of the doors, you then had strategic sort of delaying tactics by the opposition in terms of they were calling votes and then not contesting them as a way of marking their protest. Ultimately, what it meant was that the actual real business of the Dáil got delayed. So you had the prospect, or you had the actual reality of James O'Connor, who is the Dáil's newest TD and youngest TD, waiting until 2:30 in the morning to ask a topical issue about congestion in his local town of Castlemartin in East Cork. So that was the upshot of it. You know, I heard Breed Smith on radio this morning sort of defending what they did, you know, but, you know, for anyone watching it, it was a pretty unedifying sort of spectacle. And
it
as you
painful.
Rightly said,
yeah.
Catherine Connolly, you know, will definitely deserve her break given the trauma that she had to suffer through last night.
It was quite a baptism of fire, all right, but But look, let's move on. And I want to bring in Lorna Bogue, Green Party councillor based down in Cork City at this point, because the Dáil's final day before its summer break also saw the Green Party's Nasa Horrigan resign as party whip and vote against the government five times. And if you add the abstention of the party's junior minister, Joe O'Brien, from one of those votes to Horrigan's descent from the party line and a series of high-profile resignations from the Greens in the last few weeks, you start to get the feeling that there's a real battle for the soul of the Green Party. Lorna, did you support the actions of your party colleagues?
Hi, how are you getting on? Well, first of all, I think all the political correspondents will be looking forward to their holidays as well, because God love them, the amount of politics that has been happening at the moment. It's been difficult all around. I suppose, yes, in my own personal capacity, I would support them in that. I suppose the first thing to state really is that, you know, eviction legislation was not included in the programme for government. So I suppose I just have a few questions myself around, well, where did this particular whip come from? Because I suppose looking back at our previous stint in the Dáil from 2016 till 2020, I mean, we had Grace O'Sullivan, who's now an MEP, introducing bills such as Derelict and Vacant Sites Bill 2017 that had parts of it that were against evictions. You know, we had the secure, we co-signed the Secure Rents and Tenancies Bill 2016. There's lots of examples, I suppose, where we as a party have previously voted in a different way. And given that it wasn't actually included in the programme for government, I suppose I'd have just a few questions about it. But just to go back, I think, to the previous topic, which is, you know, obviously we're going to, you know, have a changing in the pattern of speaking. I'm actually a little bit surprised, to be honest, that Fianna Fáil agreed to do that, because I suppose in one sense they are actually centering Sinn Féin as the main party of opposition. And just to put in a word of defence for smaller parties, you know, we do provide different policy perspectives than each other, and that more collegiate way of working. I'm just surprised that Fianna Fáil particularly agreed to this. I suppose to this measure, because I mean, obviously it's in Fine Gael's interest to be sparring with Sinn Féin in the Dáil chamber all the time, because it appeals to their particular voter base. But to Fianna Fáil, I actually think that this is something that will result in maybe their voters bleeding off some more towards Sinn Féin. So I'm just a little bit kind of surprised okay. at it, you know.
Okay, I do want to return to the fact that Horrigan, Nasa Horrigan and O'Brien have both been banned now from speaking in the chamber for 2 months. And I want to ask you, Daniel, you know, do you think that crime, that punishment fits the crime? Because considering they're now on a break for the next 5 to 6 weeks, it just seems like a light slap on the wrist to me.
No, they both should have been sacked. I think there's a reason why you're a member of a political party. There's a reason why, you know, your party has voted to go into government. The reason why you would either adhere to the majority verdict of your party or you don't. And if you don't vote with the government, you should therefore not be part of it, is my simple view. It's always been my view. I think Nessa Harrigan could count herself very lucky that she's still a member of the Green Party. I think Joe O'Brien could certainly count himself very lucky to still be a member, or still be a member of government, or a government minister, because quite...
And I know, you know, the Green Party, the parliamentary party, met last night. Does the decision ultimately fall to the party leader, or is it a collective view that's taken at that meeting last night in relation to sanctions?
Well, that was the interesting thing. So what we found out very late last night, that Micheál Martin, as Taoiseach, essentially was leaving this to Eamon Ryan to solve this issue or address this issue, and therefore it became an internal Green Party matter. The way the Green Party statement came out said that the group decided this sanction, i.e. that the party itself... Now, Lorna may have a better idea of the internal machinations of the Green Party and how they do it, but like, there's a reason there's a leadership. It's their job to lead the party, and essentially, you know, party chairmen, etc., like that, are there to adhere and implement rules when people either go, you know, stray off them. But I would have thought it weakens Eamon Ryan's already vulnerable position by not taking a tougher line. And I think it only encourages greater instability when real and more difficult decisions have to be taken down the line. So that's why I would strongly view that they both should have been sacked and removed from their position, given what they did last night.
Were you surprised that they weren't, Lorna?
No, I wasn't actually, because I suppose that's an interesting bit of information that Daniel introduces here, which is that it was actually Taoiseach Micheál Martin leaned on Eamon Ryan in order to punish them. I mean, again, it's not included in the programme for government, so again, I would have queries about where exactly this whip is coming from. But, I mean, given that the person who was actually the last Cian Chorla last night was Catherine Connolly, who, of course, got voted in because several Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, it would appear, have
but
broken
Lorna,
their own
the Green,
whip.
The Green Party agreed to go into government with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Voting against the government weakens it. That's why we have a whip system.
I wouldn't take that particular perspective because the whip system in Ireland is a lot more stringent, I think, than it needs to be. And given that we spent so much time negotiating a programme for government, which our party then democratically decided to enter into based on the programme for government, there are obviously going to be issues that are going to fall outside of it. So I think the main thing that we all have to draw from this particular experience is that when we have issues that fall outside of the programme for government, there does actually need to be some kind of collegiate way to resolve those particular problems, and it doesn't appear as though that was the case. Because while I do appreciate Daniel McConnell advising that this was not the most difficult issue in the world to vote on, I mean, for us, as a matter of conscience, it in fact is, because I mean, this legislation went against Green Party policy, and it went against our previous way that we were voting
and in fairness,
our previous bills.
You've made that point, but we've run out of time, and we'll have to leave it there. Lorna Bogue, Green Party councillor in Cork City, and Daniel McConnell, a political editor with the Irish Examiner. Thank you both very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live on air from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.